So I'm reading again.
No, you're not.
I am.
Bullshit.
Well, you know how.
Bullshit.
You're really good. Hang on. Hollywood likes to redo classics right now, as far as movies go. I can't remember which camera to look at. Anyway, they redid a classic tale about fishing, which I'm very into. So I'm reading a story about a bisexual whale. It's called Maybe Dick.
Okay. Good job. Nice.
Why do we keep letting him do jokes?
I don't know. That shouldn't have got me.
That's good. That's happening right now.
That shouldn't have got me that good. If I'm being honest, especially from a fucking Packers fan
just
over there.
Light. We're talking about stuff. We're just talking.
I'm just glad Sody came over to the winning side.
Yeah, Sody couldn't be here, so that makes him a Packers fan.
Oh, dude, Clay Matthews.
Do you know you can't talk?
It's a Super Bowl kit, Clay Matthews jersey too.
About it earlier, but for fans listening, Clay Matthews was part of the greatest linebacker trio in college football for the University of Southern California Trojans.
Yep.
Somebody to change my mind, but the other two were Ray Mauluga and Brian Cushing. All three, I think, were top three round draft picks and starters as rookies, all stars, pro bowlers. Oh my God. Ray Mauluga fell off first, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think he was like second or third rounder, if I remember right.
Brian Cushing, we all know what he did. He headbutted a dude with no helmet.
Yep, he's got those cool pictures online with bloody nose.
Well, yeah. He didn't do much.
Oh, who? Sody, cut out. Who? Yep, you're fading in and out. Figure it out.
What do you mean?
This was so much better last time you weren't here.
Yeah.
Listen.
There we go.
So, do I need to practice? It might just be me stuttering, too. I mean, any interference you hear might be a speech impediment.
No, you're too good for that.
I already feel that role.
Don't. You don't have a speech impediment, Doc. You just pronounce shit weird.
Hey, this is the Second Office. I'm totally your host, Alec George. With me is Doc and Dog, the Packers fan. Sody?
Yeah, you can't see me right now, but they will. They will eventually.
How's the comfort of your basement, you piece of... Right?
And they mean a lot to me.
Your dogs mean a lot to you?
Yeah, dude. You're my dogs. You all mean a lot to me.
I get it.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh, yep. Let's see. Yep, good call.
Ow.
Nice.
Ow.
Wait, one more time. I had it turned down.
Ooh.
There it is.
I want to wear this hat forward, but I got really sweaty this weekend fishing, so it might have some sweat stains.
Are you backwards hatting?
No. Not if Jace is watching.
That's too dang bad. But hey, here's some things that happened last week that we're just going to touch on before we get rolling here that we won't talk a whole bunch about. We're going to talk a little bit about.
Well, Sody, how was your week?
Sody, how was the week? Anything crazy?
Dude, I have bruises on my rib cage from setting the hook on so many fish.
You also
the weekend.
You also showed some bravery, I would say. And you attempted a little stand-up comedy, didn't you, Sody? Yeah, okay.
Why did you get all
okay.
quiet?
Right, well, let me tell a story quick. Okay, when you hear open mic night, what are you expecting to show up and see?
Karaoke.
That's not what I wanted to hear. Open mic means a set, something. Like, open.
Sody, you got to figure out your headphones, dude. Nope, now you're just totally gone.
We just lost him.
Completely?
Oh, there you are.
He's back.
What? I'm so sorry.
It's kind of like you were on stage at the comedy show. You just went with dead.
Yeah. Is that what happened? You just froze up?
I will say it was a lot more nerve-wracking. For being at an American Legion for my first set, I thought this would be easy.
Yeah, man, your jokes would hit there.
I would have thought the same. I would have thought you would have killed.
Well, the problem is my first joke was about edging, so I got up there, and the guy's like, all right, here we go, and I see this family of four that I didn't see, and the four kids that are still eating their cheeseburgers. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm gonna hold off a couple hours.
That's your first mistake, Sody, first mistake. Fuck them kids.
You said you were at a Legion or at the VFW? Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they brought those kids there.
They should know better.
What's the difference, though?
They should know better.
I don't think there is a difference.
No, 100%.
What's the difference?
Georgie?
Veterans of foreign wars versus the Legion.
Yeah.
You know,
beats me.
There's probably a mass population that doesn't know what VFW stands for, Doc.
Sody, the story.
Oh, yeah. So we saw open mic on the American Legion near home. And so I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. This is one of my goals. I wanted to go to Acme and do an open mic. And I'm like, this is a great warm-up. And it's people singing freaking Picture and Photograph by Kid Rock.
Fuck yeah. That's sure. Not who sings that, but totally.
Picture is Kid Rock, right?
Oh, you mean Photograph? Oh, okay. Thing. Yeah. No, that's a.
Anyway.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, I asked him, I'm like,
Sheryl Crow.
Karaoke, right? Or an open mic night? Mm-hmm. It's open mic. I'm like, perfect. I got about 4 minutes of jokes. Like I had just asked him to find me a human arm in the next 20 minutes. Like, I need an arm.
I'm sure he's had nobody ever do that.
I'm like, open mic, I assume you want people to come up here and tell jokes. And he goes, yes, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Honey.
He's like, you, though? You.
100%. But he's like, yeah, sure. He said sure, but I hate sure, so I don't use that.
No, you don't.
And, yeah, bombed.
Do we get some of the jokes? Come on.
God, I do actually have them still.
Did you get laughs? Sody, did you get no laughs at all?
So I'll tell you this. There was one person in the crowd, and she laughed her freaking ass off.
Is it the girl you share a bed with sometimes?
What?
Okay. Checking.
No.
All right.
Well, your imaginary friend?
Just a random gal.
Okay. notes. Well, the problem is I'm FaceTiming y'all, so every time I try to hit something, it's like, no, you probably want to click on your face, don't you?
What?
I mean, they're not wrong.
Okay, so do you think, like, the VFW, like, they just turn away people who fought in the Civil War? Like, I don't think any of those people are around. They can probably change their name.
Oh, my God, Doc, what a great point. Dude, if you show up at a Veterans of Foreign Wars, you fought it in freaking South Carolina?
Yeah. You drinking?
It was a double drink.
What about South Carolina?
Anyway, so
son of a gun.
Hey, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, baby.
Oh, show him the shirt. Secondoffice.org. Buy our shirts.
I can't see Doc. Doc, you guys don't give me any. I give you all of this. You guys don't give me anything.
You don't need to see it because he just said it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Yep.
But so.
I just want one joke. I want one joke from the set, Sody.
This is why
I
did so bad.
What I opened with was...
Yeah, be distracted.
Very happy to be dating.
Okay.
I'm out dating again. That's fun.
Okay.
Luckily, I wasn't dating long before I found somebody I liked. She's honest. I'd say that's one of her best qualities. But first, she asked me about backdoor stuff, and I said I was down. And then she, every time, made me enter her house through the back. I could never come through the front door because there's a ring, apparently. So I don't know what that's about.
Sure.
Oh, that's so bad. Those old people have no fucking clue what that means. They're like, what?
Literally, my notes just say edging joke about being a Vikings fan.
That's all the notes you need.
Edging. I'm like, oh, my God, I love that. Have you ever cheered for the Vikings? It's like expecting the greatest thing to happen all season. And at the very end, you just say, oh, nope, we're not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Okay. The joke is there. The delivery could use
next
work.
Next note was joke about Vikings organization being asleep at the wheel. Low-hanging fruit was the...
Jordan
myself that. Wolves are doing really good again. For anyone that deer hunts north of Mille Lacs, you've known that for a long time. And it says in parentheses, there's way too many fucking wolves up north. Fishing is cool with my generation again, which is a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it makes me think things aren't great at home. Because as a single guy, non-married guy, not married yet, whatever, probably never going to get married because I haven't found one that sticks with me for 3 years without getting annoyed. But
is this part of the joke?
What is going on right now?
Did you say that as part of the joke?
This is my script. I can show you this.
Okay. Good. Sorry. Keep going.
Are you guys doing the music in the background?
We're not. No, I've been giving you
You're
going
to be so anxious for that all show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I gave you
I want to go swimming in Cocoa Beach, Florida, but I know that you guys have a shark you can just click, and it's going to bite my foot off.
We're not
that
good.
Into a...
Fishing.
Yep, you're, fish, right. You're fishing. Fish. Okay.
So people that want to fish, weird, but hang on. Bass fishing and fishing in general is for anyone too afraid to try golf. I know this for a fact because I fished twice or 10 times as much as I golf, and it's because, honestly, I wish I was 10 times better at golf than I am at fishing. But both of these sports are just a combination of a million small decisions that lead you to one moment. Fishermen were smarter to name their sport fishing. Golfers should have named their sport just whacking or missing. Harder to get into golf than fishing because there's a higher standard. And the dress code's way different.
Oh, my God.
Just call it swinging? Yeah, so...
We could have worked on this together, buddy.
Yeah, so... Really, zero laughs outside of the random gal.
No,
those are pity laughs.
No, the first couple.
Yeah,
I said the guy knew that I was there to tell a joke, so he went ho ho ho.
He was trying to get the crowd going.
Once he started listening, he's like,
"Yeah, he's your hype man. He's your hype man. Dude, he's trying to get the crowd going."
That lady just saw somebody up there just. Beads of sweat pouring down his forehead.
Said,
she's like, I gotta be the guy.
That's funny to me.
Not sweaty. I went up there and sang a couple Cody Jinks songs for the open mic night as I waited for the kids to leave. And no problem with the temperature. By the time I went up there and said, it's time for jokes, holy cow, yeah. Was I sweaty.
Yeah, I bet. You've always been a sweaty guy.
Got so hot. 11. Hey, I want you to know, though, Sody, you got more good news this week. I got invited to a new Dynasty Football League and from a friend from St. Louis who I haven't talked to in a few years. Shout out Ryan for reaching out and getting me into this league.
Have a sound effect that goes...
That's so funny. That,
every
cause
time
that,
we shout somebody out.
Because that sound totally played in my head. We don't have that. I'm sorry.
You guys,
you were there, too, mentally, right?
100%.
You guys would love Ryan. Ryan's a character.
Damn, get him up here. Where'd you find us?
But he, took it upon himself to plug our podcast in the chat box.
Yeah.
For the whole league. Woo. So Sody, you got some shout outs for the big fish you caught.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Seriously?
Seriously.
Biggest fish you're alive.
Tell me about the shout out.
Oh yeah, he's got you're gonna get him going.
I gotta stroke this ego now. You can't just take that.
It's huge.
Sody, if the camera ain't waist
himself.
Up, fix
come
it.
Come on, I need your help.
If I don't think we would get canceled for sharing this league chat that we got going on,
yeah.
I would share it. I got to do this league chat is
Dude, let's
deep.
Get canceled. You can't get canceled. You can shoot at somebody doing a presidential frickin' rally and not get canceled.
You get shot in the face.
It's just a shout out, Sody, for the big fish. I mean, that's what it was. The guy was being nice. He watched the video. He saw your big fish.
I'm hoping that somebody is a good enough fisherman to be like, wow, I can't believe he didn't measure it. But judging by Sody's wrist, forearm size, neck width, not using a CPAP machine, and his beard length, I can estimate that that's a blank length pike. Because I want to know how big it was. I'm so pissed I put that little bastard back so fast.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, just get the screenshots, and I'm sure you can deduce.
Man, but this Dynasty League, it's 8 hours per pick, which is a little insane.
Wait a minute. Deduce, Georgie.
Huh.
What is the coolest, best term for pooping you've ever heard?
Ooh, best term for pooping. This is a good one.
Because some dude said, I got to go drop some bum slugs off at the rectum ranch, and I knelt. And if I had a sword, I would hold it and say, oh, captain, my captain.
I don't like that one. That's not good. I don't like that one. That's a little graphic.
Bum slugs at the rectum ranch?
Yeah. It's funny. I get it. It's just, I've always liked,
joke about Cleveland. I dare you.
No, not that one. I don't know, man. I feel like I've, the last couple years of my life, just the all-time classic, I'm going to take a shit. You can't go wrong.
In the words of Christopher Big Black Boykin, I use these a lot, gotta take a dump, son.
Dump for sure. Take a dump. Yep, my dad raised me on taking dumps. That's for sure.
Who taught you how to talk about poop? Insert that clip of Tom Brady. My dad.
My dad. Yes, very, very tearful and heartfelt. That's very true. Doc, anything crazy from your week? What happened?
Well, I mean, dude, this Dynasty League is the craziest thing. I mean, it's these picks are so long that there's so much you can do, and people are trading picks.
Why is that good news for why is that good news for Sody?
Because he got some likes.
Oh, because he got some shout-outs. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, good deal. It's good news for us because we got some listeners.
We're not in the league.
You guys are not in the league.
No, we're not in the league. All right, we're not in the league.
You guys aren't in the league. You're not that good. You're not that good.
You know what I did last year.
I know.
One and two out of my three leagues. Brought home about 1,500 winnings.
The two you won were redraft leagues, right?
Yeah.
It's Dynasty, brother. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah,
it's team building.
I'm good at Dynasty,
too. This is like
too.
College
I'm good at
football.
Dynasty, too.
This is my bread and butter.
Started my Dynasty. How's yours going?
Dude.
By the way.
Oh, nope, sure.
Can you use this platform to talk about anyone who still does a snake draft with their high school buddies as a pussy?
I mean, we can.
We do that.
Am I in favor of it? Have I tried to change the culture of this league since I've seen the light, dude?
We have. We both have.
Am I?
Moses went up to the fucking mountain and talked to that burning bush and came down with 15 or 10 commandments, depending on how many tablets he could carry. He didn't hold that information in for himself. He shared it with his friends, and they loved it.
God, for real, though, anyone from this league listening, if we got to go to an auction or a dynasty or something. Something. China Fitness Football League. Cool. 8 hours per pick. That sucks.
Well, I mean, once you pick, though, it starts the next person's timer. So it can go fast. People are paying attention.
We had a draft.
Gotcha.
We had a draft over text messages that I think extended 8 hours per pick.
One of the most fun drafts I've ever had. I think it took over 3 days.
Dude, people got injured between them being drafted and the draft ending.
Yes.
That was chaotic. That was not fun. That was a nightmare.
I remember being at work when I was the warehouse manager at Pottery Barn Kids and just being back in that warehouse, just waiting.
That was the most fun thing happening that day.
Yeah, just waiting for my turn to come up. And you had so much time. You had so much time to do research and all that. I don't know. I got a kick out of it. I thought it was cool.
Hey, so am I invited to the Big Money League?
Supposed to have a phone call with Cal. Cal, where's my phone call? He said we need to discuss draft dates and you.
You're on
the agenda.
Do I got to go through a vetting process?
You're on the agenda.
You guys need to run a background check?
You're on the agenda to be talked about. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Very big deal.
Can I see the minutes, please, from this meeting?
Yes. I'll give you the notes.
A great way to get into
put
the
in a good word.
Faster, Doc. Who's your top three sleepers for this season?
I'm not telling you, insider kids. Knowledge. Fuck off. No way.
I'll post that shit on premium after all the drafts.
Damn right.
Wait, are we going to do a draft channel? Part of it for their sake,
okay,
like safety.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I want to start doing. There's two big things I want to start doing with our premium content. So listeners, you can get that at patreon.com/thesecondoffice. I want to start doing written fantasy content.
I'm out. I can't write.
Well, that's fine. You can tell me, and I can.
He'll write it.
We can transcribe it and
dictation.
Figure it out. Yeah,
right on, man.
You say it, we write it.
Love
and
that.
Then. Georgie knows about this. I want to start writing a script.
Yeah. So we're going to write a script and we're going to read it.
Like Letterkenny?
Yeah. Something like that.
Sure is he?
Uh-huh.
How to Make It in America? Entourage? That's a quality program.
Here you go.
I think one of the biggest things I want to do is about this guy who chased his dreams and then ended back up in the Great North. And he was like a little baby raccoon.
Drinks.
He just kept coming in and out, in and out, in and out. And you know, we'll see where the story goes from there. I guess.
Tell you right now, this is a sad story that people don't want to hear. I can promise.
But man, is it entertaining?
But they shit themselves when you get back home. I promise you.
To impartial third parties, man, is it entertaining though?
Man, I think Chris Pratt would be perfect for the role.
How about that, Sody?
Don't do that to me, Doc. You know, did you talk to him? Is he interested in this? Have
he
you
is.
Showed him some stuff?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about pitch.
Are we doing table reads? Come on.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, right around the corner.
All right, I'm back in, man.
All right, great.
Anyone in my past, you're in big trouble. You're part of it.
Hell yeah. All right, well, great. Yeah, you guys had great weeks, huh? Awesome. Couple things that we're going to mention, but not super duper talk about. We got we lost the presidential candidate. Sody, how you feeling?
They just clipped his ear. We're good.
No, I said we got a new, like, we lost one.
Oh, so remember when I talked about this, like, months ago, when I'm like, eventually they will say that Biden's unfit for office and Kamala will be the, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
You sure did.
Didn't see it coming. Actually, part of my notes says, out of the blue, Biden admits he might not be fit for office. I wrote this in May.
Was that the first presidential debate when then everyone was saying it? Somebody?
Fired up?
Huh?
Can you guys hear me still?
Now we can.
Okay, perfect. So I was going to say, are you trying to get me fired up? Because that's how you get me fired
up. Well, just a little bit. I just wanted a little teaser for what I'm sure you're going to touch on tonight's unabashed belligerence.
I said this a month ago. If that was my grandpa, I'd say, please, let the man relax. He doesn't want to be president anymore. Don't make him be president.
So as a unabashed and sometimes belligerent follower of Mr. Trump, how you feel with his... his new competition, likely to be Miss Harris.
You know my opinion. Anybody that wants to be president shouldn't be.
Agreed.
As soon as you want that power, you should be banned from every. We should elect people that don't want to, but we elect them because they're just good freaking people.
Here you go. All right, cool.
In the Wild West, the sheriff was picked because they were like, Bill, I've never seen you drink too much. You've never hit a guy that didn't deserve it. And your wife is the happiest lady in town. You should be sheriff. And Bill went, hell no.
Yep.
I don't want that. That's nonsense.
Hobbit, Battle of Five Armies. After the guy saved the town from the dragon, they all chose him to be king, and he said, no, he should be king.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of legal challenges about this, too, because states held primaries. They selected Biden to be the nominee, and now that he's dropping out, they can't just hand it to her.
Right.
So real quick, you guys want a crazy take, what I think might happen with the Democratic Party?
That's all I ever want from you.
I think they're going to go all eggs in one basket. The only party that can't define what a woman is going to get two of them. Michelle Obama's going to come out of retirement. She hasn't said anything dumb in a long time. She's out of the picture and doing only good things for youth and youth athletics and sports. Honestly, some things I support. But they're going to bring her in, and you're going to have Harris. Kamala's going to stay at VP where she needs to be, and
I'm glad it cut out.
That worked out just fine. So Michelle would not be VP. Michelle would be the actual president.
Mm-hmm.
Go home.
All right. Yep.
I'm telling you right now.
Someone needs to take this dog outside.
All right, I'm
going to
Google it.
Take this dog outside.
What's going on? What am I Googling?
Who's the next president? I guarantee you Michelle's above Kamala. She ain't even on the ticket yet. Watch this. Boom.
Next
be like, damn it.
President.
Sody's
odds.
A fucking political savant.
Here we go. Let's take a little look here. Presidential odds from Odds Checker. U.S. politics betting odds. Donald Trump -154. Michelle Obama +6,400.
Oh, wait, is that second place?
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Nope.
You tell me Vegas.
No, Sody, it's not. You're wrong. Hey, you're wrong. Kamala Harris is second with +400. Michelle Obama is third.
Who was first?
D. Trump, -154.
Hmm.
D. Trump.
So they still have him as the favorite?
The third highest likely person on that is not even technically running for president, right?
Correct.
That's what you want.
Freaking weird.
But that's what you want.
No, I'm saying if I was running the DNC, that's my gal. Oh,
no,
damn.
But it circles back to the person who... No, it goes back to what you were just saying. The person who doesn't want to be president. She's not out there campaigning for it.
Out of the limelight, yep. Not being a part of anything, an innocent bystander. And I promise you, there's a ton of voters that will go away from somebody who's loudmouthed like Trump to go with someone who's quiet like her.
I could see it.
What do you mean? Good.
Well, guess we will see.
You know,
Sony.
I tried to run for mayor. You got to do a lot to be mayor. One of them's like
not be a felon,
not be a criminal. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Geez.
we
tried.
Come on, man.
We tried.
Come on. I'm not a felon, by the way.
Good.
By the way, just to make that clear for everybody.
Good.
I was gross and committed a misdemeanor. That was about it.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, opening ceremonies Friday. LeBron's carrying the U.S. flag.
Trash.
Why?
That's trash, dude.
What's trash?
Him carrying the flag.
Why?
He does not deserve to carry the flag.
Why?
Are you kidding me? All these Olympic athletes. All these Olympic. That, too.
What did he say?
That's right. That's a good dog. That's a good dog.
What did he say?
He said he doesn't stand for the national anthem.
James national anthem.
Oh, ever?
That's why he shouldn't carry the flag.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Taking another button.
Done.
Well, then, yeah, shit.
But also, you have all these Olympic athletes that train their entire lives for this. And, oh, this guy can shoot a basketball. He's done really well in the NBA. Dude, the NBA Olympics is a joke.
Well, also, if they went with a basketball player, it should have been Kevin Durant. He's the all-time leading men's Olympic scorer.
Dude, it's a trash
reading Anthony
decision.
Edwards' diary. Oh, my God.
He's the all-time best scoring Olympian for Team USA.
At least he's not carrying it alone. It's going to be
when
the first time two people carry the flag.
Oh, who's he carrying
Olympics,
with?
Coco.
I'm going to tell you
I don't want to mispronounce
Olympics.
Her last name. Okay. She's a tennis player.
Goff. Coco yeah. Goff. Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, it's all political image.
Well, duh.
It's so stupid.
Hell yeah.
You want to know who should be carrying that flag?
Who?
Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, these decorated Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens. I think Paul Skeens should carry it.
Absolutely. Get that mustache out there.
Yeah, he's got enough going
Dude,
for him.
Dude, you guys understand the tear that Paul Skeens is on?
I mean, Livy Dunn by herself.
Hey, it's kind of.
Okay, right. So real quick. In my notes, I have right here.
My notes.
It just says Paul Skeens is on a legendary over the course of 382 days. He won the College World Series. He was the College World Series MVP. He was drafted first overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Relationship with Livy Dunn goes public. Doc. To the MLB in just 10 months. Bitchin' mustache.
Bitchin' mustache.
league in ERA, or did at the time I wrote this. The All-Star Game after 11 starts, and now he's the All-Star Game starting pitcher. The last time I saw a headline with Paul Skeens on it, it said he may be the first or second person ever to win the Cy Young Award and the Rookie of the Year Award. Let's give it up for Paul Skeens. Do you have the... I can hear it, kind of.
How?
Headphones is way too loud.
Oh, sure, because they're right by your... Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear that a little bit. Well, good.
That's the first thing I had listed on my show prep that I got to talk about. That sucks. Do you want to hear my pickup line about algebra?
Absolutely. Nope, you're gonna have to start over.
Jesus,
I don't know.
Christ.
I don't know what you're doing. If you're moving Dude, around you, a lot or what, Sody. But
you gotta not miss the show again.
Yeah. Yep. Still can't hear you.
How about now?
Okay. What are you doing different?
So I have
figure it out.
I have a pickup. About algebra.
Okay.
That works. You just ask. Like, Georgie, if I was trying to pick you up, I'd say, are you good at algebra?
I'd say no.
Well, that's too bad, because I'm trying to replace my ex without you asking why. That's what she said, too. She just kind of laughed silently.
That's a really that's a good one. I like that one.
Did you guys... I didn't tell you I'm going back to school, did I?
You didn't. I don't believe you.
I'm going to MIT, actually.
Which is?
Michigan Institutional Technical.
Nope.
But I'm only taking 4 physical education courses: archery, pistols, sailing, and fencing. Do you know why?
Why?
Because if you take those 4 educational courses, or physical educational courses, you get a certificate in piracy.
Where did you find this out? Who gives you the certificate?
Google this, Jerry.
Google.
You ready?
God damn it. Okay.
Damon a pirate. Your doppelganger, and I think who could mask his acting talent, mostly him, is you.
Damon.
What does it say?
Damon.
What does it say?
Damon, however, is an honorary pirate. This is MIT Alumni Association. It says, Carrie Sampson Moore, Director of Physical Education. Only MIT students and alumni can earn the genuine article. Part of the challenge is registering for the required courses. Pistol, rifle, archery, sailing, and fencing.
Go to school to to be a pirate, baby, and dude, I cannot wait.
If you think MIT is going to accept you into their program, brother, we need to have an honest conversation.
They probably only accepted Matt after he said, how do you like them apples?
Bring fame into education. Those are two different schools.
Xander Schauffele wins the Open at Royal Troon for his second major win of the year. And the majors are done for the year in golf.
I think Pops did pretty well on a freaking bet on that, actually, because I was up there fishing, and every time I went back to the water, he was like, let's go, Xander.
Dad's a Xander guy?
Dad's a gambler.
I don't know if it was this tournament or the previous one, but our stallmate, Dobby, he bet X amount of dollars. I won't say the amount.
Oh, shit. North or south of 500.
I'm not going to do this.
Okay.
But
Don't do that.
All right.
But he bet X amount of dollars and joined a pool play, right, for this golf tournament. He forgot to set his golf line up.
Idiot.
So he just was out the
Dobby.
Money. He woke up and he was like, oh, shit.
Dobby.
And it was too late.
Oh, no.
As a guy that donates money to a fantasy football league every week.
Oof.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's too bad. That is too dang bad.
Yeah, it's a big toilet flush on his part.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, am I yelling? I feel like I'm yelling with these AirPods.
Nope, that sounds great right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep talking to me.
Oh, actually, Doc, I have a story for you that you would love.
Okay.
Have you ever done an escape room?
Yes.
Sody?
What?
It's like you walked away.
No, I'm here. I promise. You can see me.
God, it's such a struggle.
Yep.
I'm sorry to all of our
listeners. Wait, you can't see me. Hang on. Sorry.
Sody, will you just... Can you apologize to everyone super quick? Because we can't hear your lovely voice as well as we should.
Everyone.
If this is your first time listening, this is not the normal production quality.
He doesn't look as good as Dog, but he sounds better.
Well, can you guys, like, not hear me at all?
Sometimes.
It's like a roller coaster, man. It feels like you walk away.
That's kind of our relationship.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Anyway, can you hear me right now?
You sound great.
Okay. So, Doc, I recently went to an escape room. It was a little sketchier than I think most people experience. I wrote it down because it was quite a moment. But he locked me in an empty room, handed me an N64 controller, shut off all the lights, and told me the answer to the riddle I needed to solve was on the floor. After an hour in the dark, I told him, like, I can't find it. I'm holding this N64 controller. And he was like, you don't understand yet. What we are doing is for something much bigger than us. And so I asked him, I'm like, show me what it's for. Make me understand it. I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer. Is there something more than what I've been handed?
So yeah, I don't know this one as well as Chili Peppers. I've been crawling in the dark, looking for the answer.
That's all I needed. We're good.
What better time to indulge than summer? And where better to indulge than with some island luxury? Bermuda is a perfect escape for the everyday hustle and bustle. With its stunning pink sand beaches and clear turquoise waters, this is a picture-perfect paradise that will take your breath away. Discover Bermuda by reaching out to Kay at Sulit Experience, SULIT Experience.com.
Hey everyone, Sody with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Okay, fuck.
Oh. You guys just really don't want us to make money.
Yeah, Doc, how's Hoobastank, your...
By the way, Hoobastank, underrated Hoobastank joke.
Hoobastank.
That is Hoobastank crawling in the dark.
I don't think, is that them? Are you sure?
It 100% is Hoobastank for sure. Doc, how's CFB, man? How's recruiting?
Oh, it's great. So two seasons as an offense coordinator for the University of Florida.
I did.
I turned them down at the first year. They were trash schools.
Lesser opportunities.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna do that.
Who needs them?
Third year low, head coaching job for Nebraska. Took over that program.
Ooh, okay.
Took them 9-3 the first season with no players I recruited.
You're a Cornhusker.
That's right.
Nice.
Big red, baby.
Let's go.
Yes, man, with Jim Carrey and Chanel that made you want to coach the Huskers?
No, they were just the best big school that offered me a head coaching job.
Yeah, takes the best opportunity.
You must be a shit coach. What's going on?
The Huskers are great. They got a great legacy. I don't know, do they?
Yeah.
They're big.
When's the last time they won anything?
I don't know.
Well, that's because they make terrible decisions in real life.
They're great at corn.
Yeah, they're great at corn. That's very true.
Speaking of College Football 25, I don't have the game, but I heard about a guy named James Moore. He's an East Carolina quarterback. Do you guys know anything about this guy?
Jane apparently does.
No.
George, do me a favor. Google James Moore, CFB 25. Whoever made the game is very mad at this guy.
Oh, my God. Have you seen some of the created names?
Yeah, there's some great ones. There were some great ones.
Heisman.
I'm not seeing anything, Sody.
Transfer Portal the 5th is the number one name I like. First name, La Heisman. Last name, Transfer Portal the 5th. Have you guys seen his clips?
Oh, yeah. That guy just created that low. But, like, the EA developers themselves, they have put in this name generator. So some of the names are great when you're, like, recruiting people and stuff.
Did you see Jeff Epstein is in the game?
Yeah, and there's Major Virgin.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Major Virgin?
Yeah, Major Virgin.
Oh, man.
There's Jose. There's anyway. Jose Burrow instead of Joe.
Jose Burrow?
Yeah.
Did you see Joe Burrow's hair?
Oh my God, Slim Shady!
Slim Shady,
that's right.
What, like the death of Slim Shady was greatly exaggerated.
Have you seen what Sleeper did?
They changed
Joe Burrow's photo.
They already changed it.
You're gonna feel like a dick. Sleeper's on it. Find out why he has his hair like that.
Because he's an Eminem fan.
No, he's not.
What?
Google why his hair is short and dyed.
I'm not gonna Google it. Tell me.
Because he does more work with cancer patients in the city of, or Cincinnati, than anybody. And he has a few people that have come out of cancer and their hair is growing back now.
Yeah.
And so he's sporting whatever hairdo they have.
That's great.
So is this why he did that in college too? Or are you just, is that just a thing? Do you know that for a fact? Or I'm going to take that at silence.
You're wrong.
Oh, Sleeper really has Eminem as his picture. That's amazing.
I love it, dude.
Oh, that's great.
They're so quick to this shit.
That's amazing.
Ooh.
As I said, the death of Slim Shady was greatly exaggerated. I don't care what the charts say.
You might not get this because it's wrestling related, but
adrenaline in my soul, something something Joe Burrow. I don't get that. It's above my head.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry. Oh, you got a friend. You got a friend over there. Yeah, Jeff Epstein's in the game. It's great. I finally started a dynasty after I got a couple of my Road to Glories rolling that are going hot.
Nice.
Anyways, started a dynasty. UCLA Bruins. Big goof.
What?
Week one. Big goof. Week one.
Okay, so hang on. You're a bigger Aaron Rodgers fan than you're willing to admit, aren't you?
Sody, I told you last week he did not go there.
He went to Cal.
Cal Berkeley.
Shut up.
Okay, so you're a bigger Anthony Barr fan than you want to admit, aren't you?
Love Anthony Barr. Love AB, baby.
The guy that broke Aaron Rodgers' collarbone. He was a Bruin.
Yeah, I know he was. So was EK.
Okay. Actually, one of my jokes. For all you women out there that wonder what guys do when they get together and hang out and drink beer, basically, we just name some obscure NFL player and hope that some dude in the room names what college you went to.
I think, is that just you?
Johnny Manziel.
A&M.
Hey, did you see the funny recruiting thing about Johnny Manziel?
No.
So he actually went out to Oregon when Chip Kelly was out there on a recruiting visit.
Yep.
And Marcus Mariota was out there. Mariota. So Marcus Mariota, goddamn.
Nope.
Woo, I've been drinking all day, boys.
Yeah.
He was out there.
Name the character from Super Brothers and then just add a tuh.
Anyways. I don't know if he was already out there or if he was also on a recruiting visit, but Johnny Manziel showed up on campus and they went out to do the football portion. And he saw this 6'4 Hawaiian guy. So he walks up to him. He's like, "You out here playing receiver?" And he's like, "No, I'm the quarterback, bro." And Johnny's like, "Yeah, I'm not coming here. That guy have no chance."
That's hilarious.
Who won the Heisman?
Yeah, so didn't they both win the Heisman?
Oh, shared.
Mariota did. I don't know if Manziel did, honestly.
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure Johnny Football won.
I feel like if he had his stuff straight, he could have at least been Mariota level in the NFL.
He didn't want to have his stuff straight, dude.
No, he sure did.
Oil money.
He sure did.
Oil money.
So I'm gonna continue with my my dynasty. Grave mistake week one because I didn't know any better. I'm taking my time picking my prospects. Ooh, I'm getting into them. I'm falling in love with some week one right off the bat. Gotta have these guys.
Is this a good time for me to go grab my sandwich?
Gotta have these guys on my team. Sody, if you interrupt one more goddamn time.
You could get turned off, brother.
I'm just going to turn your ass off and let Dog take it from here. Thank you. Okay. Where was I? Son of a gun.
Falling in love with these players.
Your video game football franchise.
Falling in love with these players.
That doesn't mean anything. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, coming from the guy who sends me 3 hours of Madden highlights from one game.
Our fishing videos.
One night a month.
Okay. All right. Those are just the ones that make it to me, too. Anyways.
You done did it now.
Got it. Falling in love with these guys. Got to have them on my team. I start out with a hot 875 points to use. That's great, right? That'll last me all season. Nope. I used like 200 and then went to next week and...
No, you didn't realize that you got them every week?
Nope. Left like 600 points on the table. So I'm countering by going all in on a few.
Yeah.
Yep. I just got to get these few now. And there's some great wide receivers that I need on this team. That can USC is they're neck and neck. If they go to USC, I'm gonna be pissed.
Man.
Great game. Lesson. Great game. Right.
It's great.
Oh, I'm loving it. It's been a while. You just don't want Jeff Epstein on your team.
No, I mean, the recruiting thing is you got to fly him out to an island, not your school.
Oh, got him. That's not
good. Got him. Hey, going back to the Olympics.
That's not good.
Woo. Speaking of the Olympics, men can finally compete in artistic swimming.
Hell yeah.
You guys see that?
Wait, were we barred from artistic swimming?
I'm actually flying out there, boys.
They can finally compete. None of them made the cut.
I did.
Wait, Doc, are you going to the Olympics?
No men made the cut in artistic swimming. No men.
If you don't think I can't get out there in a tight little Speedo.
Am I assuming your gender? I'm sorry.
And do some pirouettes in the pool.
That's got to be something, right? That's probably your good job.
Right.
None of them.
Spell pirouette right now.
None of them made the cut. So that's too bad.
Oh, well, thoughts and prayers.
But hey, they could. Wait. But next year or
Georgie,
next 4 years. What?
I don't want to interrupt, but I don't know when it's my time to talk.
You can go ahead.
So, I think the Olympics are boring.
Why?
Because it's just a bunch of super athletes. It's stupid. It's dumb.
I have
a new Olympics. I'm going to pitch. You guys ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Old Olympics suck. New Olympics. Instead of world-class athletes who train 4 years to be a part of this? Yeah. You competed at any sport under
high school. Hey, Sody, start over.
Or under.
Start over.
The new Olympics I'm promoting
okay.
are people that competed in a sport at a high school level or lower. You're on a list, like a military draft. It's a non-fatal Hunger Games, essentially. But what's going to happen is you're going to get a letter in the mail, like you, me, and Doc. And it's like, Sody's in the 100-meter dash. Doc's in javelin. You're in shot put. You got a month to train. Get after it, player. Every single athlete from every country is going to be a Cinderella story. They're marketable. Way more people are going to watch average Joes compete for their country. I think we're missing out on a lot of Olympic money.
So I think
this is where I'm at with you. I just think that's a different type of games. I like that idea. I think this is different.
This is what I think should happen. I think you need
what
to...
What would you call that? Then?
You should like merge
the
them.
The no-Olympics?
No, you need to merge what you just said in the real Olympics so you can see how superior these people are.
In every event, you have an average Joe.
Yep.
There it is. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Drop my pen.
And you could just be like, God.
Jeez Louise.
He's fast.
Yeah.
Because you know they're fast.
That's a great idea.
What event does the average Joe have a chance to win?
Can you imagine a guy trying to do the rings or the pummel horse?
Oh, man.
Or like a floor routine?
Dude, I'll tell you right That'd now, be awesome. There are some concrete labor workers that can probably deadlift more than anybody that's going to the Olympics to lift shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like shot put or any of that.
But do they have the form?
Joe would maybe have the
But
chance.
Do they have the form?
Dude, grab a dude from Wyoming. Put him in javelin.
No, that's actually what I wonder about the Olympics all the damn time is, okay, I'm spending 4 years of my life training to be the best at curling. I feel like most people in the world could do that if they dedicated 4 years of their life to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Most people have a wife telling them that they want to redo their floors and their countertops this winter, though, so they don't have time to curl.
Our money.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good thing. We need women to do stuff like that.
You could have just stopped talking.
Yep. You got anything else to add to that?
I hope you cut that out.
All right.
That'll be on bloopers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
Wait, we have bloopers?
Totally won't be in the episode.
We'll make sure.
Is it everything I say?
No. Always. Always. Japan's gymnastic captain out for smoking and drinking.
Hell yeah.
That sucks.
But why? Why are they out?
John Daly could never be an Olympic athlete. I'm just realizing.
Yeah, apparently not. Well, is that Olympic rules or Japan rules?
I don't know.
Very good question.
Shoko Miyata, the 19-year-old captain of the Japan women's artistic gymnastics team, has withdrawn from the squad from the Paris Games after violating the team's code of conduct by smoking, the Japanese Gymnastics Association said on Friday. That is just baloney.
They knew they weren't going to win anyway, so they're like, girl. We're going to withhold our culture values.
Quote, we apologize from the bottom of our hearts for this.
Doc, did you just make an Olympic reference to a presidential race?
I missed it.
No. Never.
I totally missed
Any
it.
Parallels there are
you
strictly
are so
coincidental.
I missed
and
it.
Handsome at the same time.
Oh, you stop.
At the same time, Miyata had been expected to lead a team comprised entirely of first-time Olympians and teenagers after she secured her Paris berth in May with a third consecutive NHK trophy. Quote, she was spending her days really burdened with so much pressure, the coach said, wiping away tears. Quote, I would implore people to understand that.
She just wants to smoke a little weed.
Well, see, I don't think people are... Okay, maybe... Maybe the Japanese are upset with her, but I think everyone else seeing this story in the world right now is not focused on
Japanese.
Sodi, turning your ass
down.
Be
a fucking Pearl Harbor
turning your
again.
Ass down. I would say the entire rest of the world hearing that story is not upset that she smoked or drank. They're upset that she's not going to be in the Olympics and upset for her. So
sure, they don't feel like that about Russia though.
That's sad. No, of course not.
What's going on with Russia?
But you know what I think the Olympics should do? I think they need to buy a plot of land in Greece, buy Olympia, build all the bullshit stadiums they need for the Olympic Games there,
yep,
and just have it there every year. Why are we wasting so much money so-and-so can host the Olympics? Yay, woo.
God, it's a cool thing. It's a big economic...
City, the cities that
it's a big chance for the economy of the city.
The Olympics, aren't you?
No, I am. And then our lovely Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, just got awarded the 2034 Winter Games. So can't wait for us to spend some taxpayer dollars on that. Yay.
Hey, don't Mormania is doing
We had fine. Salt Lake City handful, like when I was a kid. They've already had it.
They're coming back. And guess what? All that stuff they built needs to be rebuilt.
They've already had it. Why do they get it again?
No, it's trash.
Isn't it, didn't LA get an Olympics? That could be cool.
Nope.
No. What? Not
Would you
be cool.
put an Olympics in L.A.?
Yeah. I think that'd be sweet.
I bet the reasons are more.
Stripper.
Anyways.
And the silence you hear is Lambeau Field.
I told that new fantasy football league that I'd love to post the chat thread, but cancel culture would come for us if we did that. Mm. And
it did, didn't it?
And he goes, yeah, lots of butt stuff and drugs and strippers. And so someone just updated their name, fantasy football name, to that. Strippers, drugs, and butt stuff.
Brilliant. Great name. It was a great name.
Fantastic.
Dang it. I was going after.
All right. Well, speaking of fantasy football, let's do real life football. He's getting closer and closer. The Vikings, we signed our rookies. We signed our first rounders. JJ and Dallas Turner have signed. They're on the team. Let's go.
Wait, Dallas Turner signed?
He totally signed.
What are the details of his contract? I'm actually very curious about that one.
Why? I got him right here, but why are you curious?
Because he's the only answer we have to missing Daniil.
A four-year,
for a very, very, very long time.
Four-year, fully guaranteed contract worth $15.76 million.
Let's go. Love that.
Yep.
No, Dallas Turner, dude.
Yeah, he's gonna be great.
That will be the jersey I'm wearing this season.
Can't wait.
That's my guy.
Oh, do you want the Packers news, Doc? Because they actually did something good. They signed Kenny Clark again.
That's right.
That's a good thing, right?
$21 million a year.
Isn't he pretty great?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
What about the quarterback? Did they ever sign that guy?
They'll take care of
him. Jordan Love?
Don't worry about it. He'll be taken care of.
He's still with the team. He's just not practicing. It's fine. Jeez.
It's okay for you guys to be jealous.
Kenny Clark's super good, though, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. My dad loves him.
He's a big guy right there. He holds up the middle.
Okay. Anchors the D.
Aaron Jones is going to get his little fucking head slapped.
As it were. Nah, him and Aaron are such good buds. When they play together, he's just going to... Just like, what do they call it?
What are you doing?
With the bull. Let him right by. Hey, Aaron, I miss you.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you rip off 10 quick?
Absolutely not. He's going to rip his arm off.
Nah, I hope not.
Aaron is fragile.
You don't need someone to try to rip Aaron's arm off. I know that much.
He could do it himself.
I know that much.
We know that. He took a step backward and snapped
his
whole freaking leg.
Pretty much going to be like my daughter. Like, she wakes up and she goes, Band-Aid. Like, she already wants a Band-Aid. The minute she wakes up, I got owies. That's how Aaron Jones wakes up.
Okay, so Band-Aid, how old's your kid?
JJ, between will you come kiss it?
Just so you know, between 2 and 3, Band-Aid is a fad.
Is that what's cool for the 3-year-olds?
They wear Band-Aids.
Wear Band-Aids
so.
Like Nelly?
Like if they go hard enough to bleed, they're like, oh, Band-Aid.
Band-Aid. don't think that's correct. Vikings they're covering a portion of Kyrie Jackson's funeral, which is very cool.
They could have just paid the whole thing. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, hey, unless it's huge, it could be a huge funeral. I don't know. But I thought the same thing. Vikings will cover, quote, significant portion of the expenses for Kyrie Jackson's funeral per the team. It's scheduled for Friday.
What is that contribution?
It just, quote, significant. I think they're also honoring his signing bonus or part
so
of his contract
you
or something.
$500, would you consider that a significant monetary contribution?
For a funeral, no.
All right.
Yep.
So it's over $500. That's good.
Well, like I said, it sounds like they're honoring a portion or like his signing bonus or something with his rookie contract. They are honoring.
Maybe his guaranteed money, I hope.
They are keeping his locker. They are doing right by the guy they drafted. Sad story. And then someone shot up the ceremony or something. Bad deal all around.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not saying
I was
going to
say I'm surprised you brought that up.
Why?
Well, because it's a super shitty situation.
Yeah, it's shit all around.
We
so I guess
young
I'm
man and
yeah.
a future football star.
Yeah.
Not only that, but violence at his funeral with guns.
Yeah.
And then our own Jordan Addison, after we lost Kyrie to a drunk driver, is arrested for DUI.
Suspected DUI, but yes.
I mean, whether it be weed or anything.
Well, it's still DUI. No, exactly. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, bad looks all around, stupid stuff.
It's
glad the organization is doing right by the guy they drafted. That's awesome. But yeah, still, it's a shame that any of this is happening in the first place. In funnier NFL news. Okay.
Hang on. What about the rumors about us trading Addison to San Francisco for Brandon Ayuk?
Have not seen those rumors, and I don't want those rumors.
Me neither. I was going to ask your opinion on that, because I have seen them. where it's us and it's Jordan and a couple draft picks, and we're going to get Brandon, and we're going to hope San Francisco can straighten out whatever he's got going on.
You guys are stupid for not wanting that.
Okay.
I was going to say, I want him here. I want him to get, if he needs help, get him help.
No, you guys should want Ayuk. You guys should want Ayuk.
Well, he's going to make at least, between 25 and 30.
Have a rookie quarterback. Now's the time. You can pay receivers.
He's going to be an Anquan Boldin for the rest of his life, and he can go do that in Baltimore.
Do you not see what this guy does?
Ayuk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good. He's injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
He's super good, dude. I get it.
No.
Do you not appreciate the promise that Addison showed as a rookie? Because he looked pretty damn good, too.
Mm.
He's smaller, but he's awesome.
Doc, who did better fantasy-wise last season, Jordan Addison or Brandon Ayuk?
Give me one second.
It was probably Ayuk.
I don't know the answer to that. You might make me look like an idiot.
No, I think it was Ayuk, but I don't know if it was substantial.
It's going to take 1 second.
Yep. You got it right here.
Stats, 2023.
Easy. Stance. I'm not here looking for stance.
What are your guys' guesses on that?
I think Ayuk had him by a little bit. I feel like Ayuk was probably wide receiver like 25-ish, and Addison was 40-ish
or 30-ish, 30-something. Where he came up short of yards. And
okay, Jordan Addison in a PPR fantasy football league was wide receiver number 23.
23?
70 catches, 900 yards, 10 touchdowns.
10 goddamn touchdowns.
Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver number 14.
Ooh, okay.
75 catches, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns.
5 more catches, 3 less touchdowns, a couple more hundred yards. Similar seasons.
Where are you getting your info? Where are you getting your sources?
Ayuk also runs it. So he has that camera.
But here's the thing. Like, who cares if you have to pay Ayuk? You're on a rookie quarterback salary. Ayuk does not get in trouble. He's not stupid. And when does he miss games? He only missed games his rookie year. He hasn't missed a game since then.
Is that true?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Am I thinking of Debo?
Yes.
He's injury prone, right?
I would take Ayuk all day.
Oh, yeah. I had him on my team last year. I played him twice.
I haven't seen that rumor, though. I feel like that's not a thing.
That's definitely... he wants out. He officially requested a trade.
I think they might want to do that if having him on the team is not an option. I feel like they would want that. A great first-round wide receiver off his great rookie year. I think they would want that, too.
Yeah, I'd be selling Addison all day.
Why?
Dude,
he's a bonehead?
Just, yeah.
Yeah. This is nothing
help.
That people haven't
not a bonehead.
Bounced
he
back
needs
from.
Help.
Yeah. Someone's just got to
okay,
monitor
but you guys
money.
Do not want help.
He's dumb as hell right now. He hasn't hit any ladies. He hasn't beat up any dogs. That's where I draw the line. He hasn't fucked with any kids.
He's only driving his car 100 plus miles per hour under the influence
and
going to wrap it around
dumb
and die.
As hell. He's dumb as hell. He's
or
stupid.
Kill someone else.
Yes, he is stupid.
His dog that had a medical emergency.
He is stupid. I am not denying that. I don't think it's been enough to trade or to want to trade him.
If you can get similar value back, absolutely.
Big difference between stupid and young, man.
Okay.
I'm not saying trade him to get rid of him, but if you can get Ayuk all day.
Okay, I guess the only reason we wouldn't do that is because of the money. We just don't want to be paying two wide receivers, but
you have a rookie quarterback.
Sure.
And I don't
spend the money for the next 3 years. Give him the
Addison
tools
Ayuk
to win.
Straight up either. There's multiple draft picks on our side I feel like involved in that.
Mm.
I don't think you can spin it to 49ers way. No, if he's on a rookie contract, I'm going to have to pay him. I'm not giving you draft picks.
Yeah, exactly. It would be close. It would be close to a straight up, I feel like.
Doc, you should run like a football team. Not a real one, but like an imaginary one where you can take guys from other teams. And
no, I shouldn't do that.
I feel like you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have, who's the guy from the Lions?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Stop. He was a tight end. Don't fuck with me.
Luperta. Sam Laporta.
I'm on Ross St. Brown. If you don't have him, I feel like you're not doing everything you can as a commissioner, as an owner in that league.
I don't want him.
Yeah, he doesn't want him anymore.
Whoever does, that's who I'd put my money on.
Yeah.
He doesn't want him anymore.
He's a good-looking guy with a good-looking team.
Number one wide receiver on a top five offense. You're thinking too hard. Thinking too hard about it. I'm not going to give him to you. I know you don't want
Lions
it's great.
Win the division this year.
Yeah.
Says, what? I want to gamble. Let's bet the house. Who wins NFC North this year? No fandom. Who are you putting your money on?
Lions.
Packers.
For me, it's the freaking Lions. And
Packers
I hate it.
All day, baby.
Really?
Yes.
Who's throwing the ball for you guys?
I'm not even at the level of Jordan Love hater as Sodi is anymore. I was, but he's pretty good. I think he'll do all right.
All right.
I'm scared.
So the problem is,
if he gets better this year.
Since meeting,
he was
Doc
the fourth best quarterback last year.
Once a week.
By what metrics?
I'm more of a Packers
by
fan
stats?
Than I ever thought I would. And so, to be honest, I'm hurt that Jordan's not sitting down and making a contract right now. It's like, dude, come on. You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're not Brett Favre. But the fact that he's got a G on the side of his helmet and he starts every Sunday,
yep.
He thinks he's God.
Yeah.
Which I get it. Everybody that's played your position in your uniform before you has been elite with a capital freaking E on both ends of that word.
It just kills me. You guys don't think he's there. It just kills me.
It was the first half
no,
of the season.
There. I saw him.
It was
he's
the first half of the season.
Sweatpants and a hoodie watching his backup do really, really well.
It was the first half of the season. He looked so bad. As bad as he looked that good the second half of the season. 100%.
Yeah. It's going to be the same when JJ gets out there. He's going to look trash his first few games. He's finally seeing real football. He just didn't have the rookie label.
Oh, and then you're going to rub it in my face about Jordan Love, about how I'm going to have the opposite opinion when he's bad, and I'm going to say, no, he's not that bad.
Wait.
Is that
he's
what's happening?
Yeah.
That Jordan or Gene had an incredible second half of the season?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if he does, you guys got to fucking rewind this and be like, oh, he's not that good. He's not that good.
Yeah,
where's Sam Darnold?
Yeah, we totally will. All right, funny NFL. Terrell Owens was disrespected by Tom Brady.
Oh, shit. He's going to get killed.
You guys see this? So did you see it?
Brady's got a hit out for him now.
Terrell Owens tried to come out of retirement, play for the Buccaneers, but was disrespected by Tom Brady.
Oh, God.
Terrell Owens was 48 at this time. When he tried to come back into the NFL. I just thought that was funny.
Well.
Him stating his age?
Yeah, so he took it as disrespect from Tom Brady, but he was also 48. Now, I did see video of him training when he was 48. He looked pretty dang good. He's still running like a 4.5 40 or something crazy.
Well, I mean, who's the guy in the Old Spice commercials that was in White Chicks and played for...
That is Terry Crews.
Yeah, he looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. I'm sure Julian Edelman still gets whistled at on the beach, but
that's what I'm saying.
Is he a Pro Bowler?
Probably not. Probably not even in the league. Well, he's not, but I'm sure he probably couldn't be.
Picture Adrian Peterson naked right now.
Do you want to know what's crazy?
Easily.
If Terrell Owens, you know, he got disrespected by Tom Brady, but if Edelman was like, hey, Tom...
Yeah,
I want to come play for the Bucks.
He's like, come on.
It would have been absolutely.
You're not quite 48. You're getting there. That'd be good.
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Hey, did you guys see Kyle Shanahan offered Bill Belichick a job on his coaching staff?
Yeah, said anything you want.
And Bill's like, no, I'm banging 24-year-olds.
Yep.
I'm clapping cheeks.
That's right.
Kyle, what do you want me to do here? Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. You expect me to join the Niners, Kyle, when I got this?
I'm out here in Martha's Vineyard with
okay,
this
Kyle.
With this little hottie. What are you?
Sure, I'll be on the Niners. For real. Minnesota news. I got Minnesota news. Mosquito population, highest in 3 years.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you get up to the... they're everywhere. Minnesota will not... host the Sundance Film Festival. So that's too bad.
For what, the 180th year in a row? What fucking news is that? Come on.
What do you mean the 180th year in a row?
Well, so did they were going for it.
When did we ever host Sundance?
They were going for it.
No, yeah, good point. Yeah. But we wanted it.
I think everybody wants it.
We wanted it.
Who thought we had a chance?
I don't know. yeah, good question. Chick-fil-A. This is not that's all for Minnesota news. No more Minnesota news. Chick-fil-A.
You're about to get down to something I actually had written down.
Chick-fil-A, no longer America's best fast food restaurant.
What is?
Del Taco.
I thought you'd save this for Rushmore.
Del motherfucking Taco.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of Del Taco?
No.
I feel like I've only had it once in my life.
He just broke his fucking AirPods.
Wait, somebody, Del Taco, that's what we got the taco cases from. Right?
Literally talked about this.
Yep, we did. Okay, Del Taco's great.
The chicken tacos were better out of the fridge 4 days after you ordered them than they were, and they were 50 cents.
Yeah,
no
they were.
No wonder they're dominating. They're doing chicken cheaper and better.
Yeah, Del Taco over Taco Bell. Honestly, right, Sody?
I mean, dude, I'm this close to taking Taco John's over Taco Bell.
Nah, not familiar enough Taco John's to say so. But anyways, I don't know how this was.
You're scared to try it, aren't you?
Well, so there's none in Minnesota.
Del Taco's, no. Absolutely
there's
none.
There's none in Iowa.
Nope.
There's none in North Dakota.
With strong sales and excellent customer satisfaction ratings, there's no doubt that Chick-fil-A continues to reign as one of America's most beloved dining brands in 2024. Yeah, it's like West Coast, right? It's like the in and out of taco places.
Wisconsin. What the fuck? I can't get this.
It's like the in and out of taco places.
How am I supposed to know?
You got to travel, and it's worth it.
Drive, player.
Drive.
Or go to Burbank.
Drive.
You fly into Bob Hope Airport, you can go to Del Taco 10 minutes.
Yep.
10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Thought they would overtake Chick-fil-A, but
because Chick-fil-A is the last fast food chain that is Jesus oriented.
Yeah. Why is that a big deal?
The Lord's chicken was dominating for a long time.
Hey, Sody. Yeah. Did you not tell him it was the Lord's chicken?
Jack Black. Which, by the way, I still support him and Kyle Gass and anything they do. I don't care if Kyle Gass votes differently than I do.
Yeah, love them both.
Yep. Just so you know, comedians say things that they think are funny, and if you take it too seriously, you're the problem.
Canceled.
Can't
did
wait for them.
Did I just squeak like the kid from fucking Simpsons?
You sure did.
Canceled.
No, seriously, I can't wait for Tenacious D to, like, it sounds like they're probably just wanting it to blow over, and I've heard Jack Black has so many damn things in the works that he just didn't want to risk nothing, which I get, but I still think it's stupid.
Smooths that over.
I still think it's stupid. Like,
we'll write an episode called The Tenacious D.
But Tenacious D, like, they're all about metal, like to the like slapstick metal, even where they make a point of being metal, and it's not the most metal thing that they're doing. I think. I just can't wait for it to.
Wait a minute. I'd love for you to divulge a little bit more about that.
What do you mean?
Is being Republican not metal?
What? How the hell did you get that?
Canceled.
I didn't. Yep, I'm canceled. I'm out. Never mind.
Jeez Louise. That's not what I was
saying. Tell me more about what you were saying.
Oh, it's just not a very Tenacious D thing to do, to cancel the tour off a little slip of the tongue.
Just take a side of an argument that they don't want anything to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And to stop the music and to stop the momentum of what they're doing as people,
mm-hmm.
because something politically was said. This is the problem with politics. People take it way too seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
If you don't like a presidential candidate, don't go to the rally. Don't vote for him when it comes time to go in the booth. Don't tweet about it. Don't get on a roof. Don't do that shit.
Yeah, no, very true.
By the way, have you seen any of the doc? Cell phone tracking. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You going to talk about it unabashed? Is that a little teaser?
Well, this Anthony Thomas Crooks or whatever his name was. I'm not concerned with him anymore. I'm concerned about the cell phone that continuously went from his house to an ammunition place and then the CIA office that was closest to his own back and forth like for weeks. Like he was just grooming this dude. But anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that on unabashed.
Yeah, we will. And that flew by. Sody, the music's playing. We're wrapping up.
Are you serious?
So serious.
How was your week, George? How was your week?
Week was so good. Thank you. Wrapping it up after 4 years at the hotel this week. It's a sad story. Sad story. I'm starting to feel it. But also, okay. Hey, Timberwolves. Wrapped up summer league. Dillingham closed with a banger, 25 points, showing his instincts as a point guard, throwing lobs, looking good. Rumors of our rookie dating Angel Reese potentially This is all speculation, but rumors have started circulating online that TJ and Angel Reese may be quietly dating. She was at his draft night party. She showed up to a summer league game.
Are you telling us their best hashtag is going to get even better?
Let's go. Let's hope so. Let's see. Let's see Angel Reese have more Wolves games.
Every fishing game I make from now on, hashtag.
Woo.
It wasn't just her.
Wasn't just her, though. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. The usual. Like, subscribe, YouTube, if you want to watch some video. Just forget Sodi this one. That's cool. SecondOffice.org for sweet merch. Patreon.com/SecondOffice for awesome premium content that we're going to record right now on this beautiful Sunday night. Sodi, say goodbye to everyone.
Love your neighbors as you love yourself.
And keep living
like
the dream.
Lord said.
Live that damn dream.